It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I think you're going to like this one.
Yes.
Because it has to do with one of your favorite restaurants.
Well, that narrows it down.
It does.
To
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
You love Red Lobster.
Biscuits are so good. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Well, have you heard that they announced that they would be preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy?
Stop. What does that mean?
Within the coming weeks?
What does that mean? They're still going to stay open.
Are they
still?
Right. Oh, yeah. So a final decision has yet to be made about the bankruptcy filing, and restructuring discussions are still underway in the company. Is expected to continue operating normally during the bankruptcy procedure while it continues discussing with his creditors about a possible bankruptcy debt reduction plan.
Okay, all right.
Yes, but it is considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's hear all about it.
Well, the first Red Lobster restaurant was opened on January 18th, 1968 in Lakeland, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
By two entrepreneurs, Bill Darden and Charlie Woodsby. Darden chose Lakeland because he wanted to see how a seafood restaurant would fare in a non-coastal region.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? Try it out.
Here we go.
Originally billed as the Harbor for Seafood Lovers, the first restaurant was followed by four others throughout the American South. In 1970, General Mills acquired Red Lobster as a five-unit company, and with new backing, the chain expanded rapidly in the 1980s. Mm. Under General Mills' ownership, Red Lobster expanded into a chain of almost 400 locations by 1985.
Jeez.
Now, those legendary Cheddar Bay biscuits were first introduced in 1988 as an alternative to the restaurant's Hush Puppies.
Much better.
Their executive chef decided on biscuits since they were a family-friendly comfort food, and they were so well-liked during test runs that the cheddar biscuits were introduced nationally in 1992 and soon developed a cult-like following.
Can you just go to Red Lobster and just get those? Do you have to get an entree?
You can buy the biscuit mix.
Yeah, but is it the same?
I don't know.
Is it the same?
I mean, you can buy it.
I feel like it's better there.
Probably. The original biscuits were called Freshly Baked Hot Cheese Garlic Bread before getting their official name 5 years later.
Mm.
Cheddar Bay Biscuits is a much better name than that.
Much better.
Now, Red Lobster bakes a batch of biscuits every 15 minutes and doles out more than 1 million biscuits every day.
Gosh, yeah. They're so good.
Now, according to Red Lobster, they invented popcorn shrimp.
They invented popcorn shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adding it to their menu in 1974.
Mm.
Shrimp became a popular seafood choice in the 1960s, right at the time when Red Lobster was growing its chain. And though it had traditionally been served as shrimp cocktail, the new breaded and fried version presented a much more manageable way to plate and eat seafood.
Sure.
So thank you for the popcorn shrimp, Red Lobster.
They throw them in your mouth.
That's right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now, Red Lobster has offered an endless snow crab leg promotion twice in its history.
Mm.
In 2003, Red Lobster had a $20 endless snow crab promotion, and unfortunately, the chain underestimated how many times a customer would order more crab legs.
Oh, they'll be there all night.
Yeah.
They're not leaving.
Further complicating matters at the restaurant level was the amount of time customers spent tableside in the restaurant cracking crab legs.
Oh, yeah. Crack, crack, crack.
This resulted in increased waiting times in the lobby and overall diminished customer capacity per hour.
Oh.
The ill-timed promotion was also launched amid high wholesale crab leg prices, and Red Lobster immediately began to lose profits.
Mm.
Bad idea from the start.
Bad idea. Such a good idea, but also such a
terrible,
bad idea.
Right? So the losses Red Lobster accrued from this blunder were enormous. The New York Post reported that the company lost $405.9 million in stock in a single trading session and $3.3 million in profits.
Oh, it tasted so good, though.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Terrible. Bad marketing
bad
idea.
Business, yeah.
Now, Red Lobster is also known for its endless shrimp promotion.
Oh, okay.
After years of intermittent appearances, the deal became a permanent menu item in June of last year. Did they learn nothing from the crab legs?
Is this guy new? What happened?
Well, it proved so popular that Red Lobster fans took to social media to trade strategies for consuming more shrimp.
Oh.
Namely, avoiding the Cheddar Bay biscuits and not to eat the sides.
Well, that's heresy. Well, you should not avoid the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Well, that way you can eat more shrimp.
Well, I know.
You have more room for the shrimp, not the biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits are so good. We go back to that.
So people's endless appetite took the company by surprise for some reason. I mean, you'd think they would have
never
learned.
Been?
So much was consumed that the company reported $11 million in losses for the third quarter in 2023, which the company blamed in part on its exceedingly generous plates and diners passing up other more profitable menu items to keep eating the shrimp.
Yeah, and I'll just have a water with
so
that,
if you're,
please.
We shouldn't be surprised by this bankruptcy filing,
possibly. Sad, though.
Now, in February of 2016... Beyonce referenced Red Lobster in her single Formation.
You're kidding me.
After unexpectedly releasing the single and performing it during the Super Bowl halftime show, Red Lobster reported a 33% sales increase due to the reference. And so I think maybe they just need like Taylor Swift or somebody go ahead and somebody else reference Red Lobster.
Get them back in the black.
And get them back. Yeah. Help them out.
Please, come on.
Yeah.
Show some mercy to Red Lobster. Maybe this will help them. Maybe this will be the next Beyonce. Maybe we can
go. You think Taylor. So?
I think this will inject.
I mean, I don't know.
They mean over there on Westridge Road. Maybe. Maybe right now there's a line of people. You don't know. You don't know what's going on, Sarah.
Just don't order the endless shrimp. You gotta put them deeper into debt with that.
Yeah. You figured out a record to go along with Red Lobster, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
By the B-52s.
Got it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the B-52s and Rock Lobster. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Red Lobster, different kind of lobster, because they just announced that they're preparing to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. According to Red Lobster, they invented popcorn shrimp.
I believe them. Red Lobster serves more than 1 million Cheddar Bay biscuits every day.
And they lost $3.3 million in profits in 2003 thanks to an endless crab leg promotion.
And it's so sad. They bring this on themselves. They just
want
to serve their customers.
They just want to
great value, great shrimp, great crab legs, great
I just think
cheddar
it's funny
biscuits.
That, like this happened in 2003, and then they decided to put the endless shrimp permanently on the menu. Yeah. Like I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it's creepy when you go to Red Lobster and you see the lobsters swimming in the tank and you know that you're going to be eating their legs?
Is
soon?
That where they get the lobsters from, though?
I've
never seen them pick a lobster out of that tank.
But it's implied.
It's implied. It is, but I don't, yeah.
If you went to like Five Guys and there was like a thing of pigs in the front, you'd be like, this about, or cow, you know, maybe pick cow, whatever. All right, we want to learn more about Red Lobster. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Very good. We'll check it out. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Yes.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll do a Steelers Wheel coming up. We'll do Argent and a lot more straight ahead here on Legends 1027 WLGZ.